Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1322, and the writing is shir number 474. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we're in the middle of learning the halachas of Negovasser, going through the various different ins and outs and how it works. So in the previous shir, we spoke about the fact that if one touched food before washing Negovasser, right? So let's backtrack a minute. So we saw it's a very important thing. The Mishnah actually said the lashon yesh li zor ma'od. One should be very, very careful when before washing negovaser not to touch food. Just to chazarovu, we said in reference to a goy, a non-Jew would not be a problem. And then we said also children under the age of chinuch. There are quite a number of places can say also would not be a problem. It's a good thing to have to wash with them. And just real quickly reviewing, we mentioned from a Moshe even one time at least when they get up would be fine. But be it as it may, not to get off on the tangent, we previously spoke about the fact that if one touched food before washing negavasa, so they would so they should wash the food three times. Now, usually this could be done if it's a hard food, right? Which will not the hard food which would not get ruined if it's washed three times. Some paiskim hold if one is unable to wash the food, then it's if it's possible, one should try and peel the food. In other words, peel the outer surface. And some paiskim want to say like that, just to peel the outer surface, and that would the ruach ro be sitting on the outer surface. You peel that, and that would be good enough. There are other paiskim who hold, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, is the one who said it actually. Other paiskim who hold that even if it is a type of food which people usually peel, one has to wash, still would have to wash it three times. That's where how Rav Chaim came out, that Lemaisa, one should still wash it three times, even though it is a food that people peel in general. So, for example, somebody has a fruit, a vegetable, let's say something like an orange, right? I mean, it's a hard outside peel and so on. You have vegetables. These are type of things, various different type of vegetables that are usually peeled. Not all of them, but some of them, right, are usually peeled. So if you have these type of things like fruits, vegetables, and so on, which are commonly peeled, and somebody before they wash negavas or whatever the reason is, touch these foods. So they would talk, these paiskim taka say that no. So you would still have to wash it three times, even though you'll say that you could peel it. Again, it's a machlokes. There are those who say, one would be able to peel it and that would be good enough, but otherwise one should try and wash it three times, even though you get a peeling, even though it will be peeled. Now, the Mishnah Berurah, I just want to stress the fact that the Lashon, like we said in the beginning of today's shiur, the Mishnah Berurah does say the words, Oyed Yesh Lizar, one should be extremely careful in this, you know, this touching of food before Negavasar. In reference to touching food before Negavasar, one has to be very, very careful. Bottom line is, if somebody did, right, whatever, they didn't realize, an adult, again, if it's a small child under the age of chinuch, so there's what to rely on over there. By a guy, we said bechlal is not a problem, but a regular adult, before washing negavas, for whatever reason is, they touch the food, so the bottom line is b'di'eved, and okay, so you wash it off, I can't wash it off, peel it, at least that much, can't peel it, whatever the case is, sometimes in certain foods that all this stuff cannot be done, and the food was touched, what do I do, is the food like treif, is it not kosher? No, the bottom line is b'di'eved, the food would not become usher. It's not like the food becomes, treif or usher to eat or prohibited, but one has to be extremely careful in this matter. But be it as it may, all these things, that one was unable to do all these things, like washing it three times, peeling it, and so on, then the bottom line is one would still be allowed to eat it. It doesn't make the food actually usher. So it's important to keep that in mind. All this is brought down in the Shulchan Aruch Simen Dalid, Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Yud Dalid, and the Dirshu, ice number 25, where he brings Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, you have in the Or Olam edition of the Mishnah Berurah, he brings the Mekalim over there in number E, whereby one would be allowed to peel the food and so on. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Bracha Kol Tov.